5 Gospel Minutes with Tom Warren. We continue today our study of things you should treasure. And I want to emphasize today that you should treasure the church. You should treasure the church for which Jesus died. I want to read with you today, if you'll take your Bible and read with me, turn to Ephesians chapter 5, and I shall begin reading with verse 22 and read through the end of the chapter. And I shall be reading from the American Standard Version. Wives, be in subjection unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, being himself the Savior of the body. But as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives also be to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for it, that he might sanctify it, having cleansed it by the washing of water with the word, that he might present the church to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Even so ought husbands also to love their own wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his own wife loveth himself. For no man ever hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as Christ also the church, because we are members of his body. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is great, but I speak in regard of Christ and of the church. Nevertheless, do you also severally love each one his own wife, even as himself, and let the wife see that she fear her husband. Now note in this passage, Paul makes clear that Christ loves the church. He urges husbands to love their wives, and then he tells them how to do it, as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for it. And he even then goes on to explain the purpose of Christ in giving himself up for the church, that he might sanctify it. And then he explains about that by saying, having cleansed it by the washing of water with the word. And that simply means that members of the church are those who have obeyed the Lord in being immersed or baptized in water in his blessed name. Then he presents a purpose in that connection, that he might present the church to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. There's another great thing about the church that you should notice in this passage, and that is that Christ is the Savior of the body. Now, in the first chapter of this book, verses 22 and 23, the Apostle Paul identifies the church as being his body. Now, if the church is the body and Christ is the Savior of the body, this means that Christ is the Savior of the church. Of course, each one of us must personally hear the gospel. We must personally believe and obey it. But let us make clear that Christ is not anyone's personal Savior, if by that expression you mean he saves you separate and apart from the church. For while Christ offers to be the Savior of everybody, Titus chapter 2, verse 11, he is not the Savior of anyone who is outside of his body. No one can be saved except by the blood of Christ. And all of the blood of Christ went into the purchase of the church, Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Therefore, to be a beneficiary of the blood of Christ which was shed for men, you must be in what he bought with it, namely the church. Therefore, we can understand why Paul said that he is the Savior of the body.